Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Thursday, December 18th, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. Leading off today, Apple is expanding the number of ads that appear in App Store search results. The company says that it will introduce new ads in search results to increase opportunity for developers and advertisers starting next year. Currently, there is a single ad spot on the top of search results in the App Store. For example, if you search for Facebook, you might see an ad at the top of the results for TikTok. This is because TikTok is targeting specific search terms and has won the auction for that placement. The new ads coming to the App Store search results next year will appear further down in search results. So you'll still see the one banner ad at the top, but then as you scroll through the search results, you'll see other ads intermixed. Advertisers and developers won't be able to select or bid for a particular position. Instead, an ad from them can appear in any of the available ad positions based on factors including the amount of the bid and where that ranks in the auction. For advertisers and developers, they'll still pay based on their preference between cost per tap or cost per install. And when new ads launch in 2026, existing search ad campaigns will automatically be eligible for the new spots. Apple says that more than 800 million users visit the App Store every week, and more than 85% of users downloaded at least one app during their most recent visit. The company further touts a 60% conversion rate for ads at the top of search results, and that almost 65% of downloads occur directly after a user searches for something. But for users, all of this means that you'll see at least one, probably a few, more ads when you complete an App Store search, starting in 2026. Next up today, Apple has transitioned all of the Mac lineup to Apple Silicon, but one of the products that didn't make the cut was a big screen iMac. Currently, Apple sells a 24-inch iMac with a fun and thin and colorful design powered by the base model M4 chip. There is no 27 or 32-inch iMac powered by a more powerful processor. This week, however, leaked Apple code suggests that a big screen iMac might actually be in Apple's pipeline. A new high-end iMac model with an M5 Max chip has been discovered in leaked debugging kit files used by Apple engineers. It's curious that the code only revealed an M5 Max model of the iMac and not an M5 Pro. Presumably, if Apple had plans to launch an iMac Pro, it would include both options at different price points. The rumor doesn't offer any specific details on things like screen size or other specs. Instead, the gist of the rumor is that something more powerful in the iMac form factor is at least being tested by Apple engineers. Ideally, this would be at least a 27-inch or maybe even 32-inch iMac Pro, targeting a higher-end segment of the market than the current 24-inch iMac. The soonest we should expect a release of this product would be sometime in 2026, because Apple hasn't yet even announced the M5 Max processor. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. Before the year wraps up, make sure your digital life and your business are backed up. Backblaze protects everything on your device automatically, from family photos to work projects, financial records, and more. This means you'll never lose what matters most. Until the end of the month, 9to5 Mac listeners can get 30% off with code 9to5XMAS. That's 9to5XMAS. Just hit the link in the show notes or go to backblaze.com/9to5Mac and use the promo code at checkout. My thanks to Backblaze for their support of the show. Running out today, Apple released the first iOS 26.3 beta this week for iPhone users. The update focuses a lot on interoperability between iPhone and Android devices. The big change is a new transfer to Android system, which makes it easier for an iPhone user to switch to an Android device. This new system was developed as part of a joint collaboration between Apple and Google, which we first talked about last week. The latest Android beta adds a similar system, just working in the other direction, for switching from Android to iPhone. Apple says the process works by placing your new Android device next to your iPhone to get connected. Once connected, your iPhone can wirelessly transfer things like photos, messages, notes, apps, and more to your new Android device. The system also transfers the phone number as well. Apple says, however, that more sensitive information like health data, Bluetooth devices, and password-protected notes is not transferred to the Android device as part of this process. Both Google and Apple say, however, that new data types will be added as they continue to beta test this process. Next, iOS 26.3 adds a new notification forwarding system that allows iPhone notifications to show up on third-party smartwatches or other wearables. Apple says that notifications can be forwarded to one accessory at a time, and that notifications will not appear on the Apple Watch while notification forwarding is turned on. However, this feature is limited to the European Union. Apple is preparing for upcoming Digital Markets Act rules that will force it to allow third-party devices to display notifications in the same way as the Apple Watch. Apple argues that this is a threat to user privacy, but the company has ultimately no choice to comply, at least for now, as it goes through the appeals process. iOS 26.3 will likely be released to everyone in late January. As you can see, it's a smaller update than iOS 26.2, but we're still early in the beta testing process, and there's plenty of time for that to change. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.